From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta and his running mate William Ruto were back on the campaign trail Saturday, a day after the Supreme Court of Kenya annulled their recent election victory. Both Kenyatta and his running mate have been critical of the Supreme Court decision, calling the judges thugs, although they have said they will also respect the court's decision. Kenyatta has urged his supporters to come out in large numbers to vote so that they can finally send opposition leader Raila Odinga home. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori is the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader, Leopoldo Lopez. On Saturday, she said she had been barred from flying out of the country and summoned to a court hearing over cash found in her vehicle.
Nicolás Maduro y su gobierno conocía.
Nicolás Maduro and his government knew about this tour. That's why I'm sure of the whole thing they are trying to stage in my house, and they try to unfairly accuse me as just an excuse for me not to leave the country.
Injustamente solo para buscar una excusa de que no saliera del país.
Tintori often travels abroad to campaign against President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government and denounce human rights abuses. Cambodian police have arrested the leader of the country's main opposition political party, Kem Sokha. The arrest was made early Sunday. His daughter said more than 100 police officers arrived at his home around midnight and took him away in handcuffs. The government said in a statement that it had evidence indicating Kem Sokha had conspired with foreign powers against Cambodia and called the actions treason. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.